Today, sharing the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we have the pleasure of starting a new siman today, Resh Samach Vav, which deals with the halachos if somebody is walking on the road, traveling on the road, and it's about to become Shabbos. What should he do with all of the possessions that he has, with any muktzah items that he has, and with the animals that he is leading, etc.? So the Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. Somebody's traveling on the road, and it's getting dark, and it's Erev Shabbos, and now it's becoming Shabbos. And he has money with him, so what should he do? And he has his donkey, and he has a non-Jewish person with him. So there's two possibilities over here, give it to the non-Jewish person, or to put it on his donkey. So what should a person do in this situation? You're not allowed to put your wallet, your bag, onto the donkey at that moment, because there is a mitzvah of having your animals rest on Shabbos. Shvisas behemto is an issa d'oraisa if you're going to go against that. And therefore, it is preferable for you to do only what is an issa d'rabbanan of amir liyakum. Elanosin kiso le'eno Yehudi, lolicholo, give your wallet to the non-Jewish person to carry it for you, to take it from you on Shabbos. And then, ulamotzi Shabbos, after Shabbos is over, lo chumimen, you can get it back from him. Now, there are a lot of particulars over here that one needs to know before one can understand this din. So the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph. The same halach would apply even if you're only renting this donkey from a non-Jewish person, because the Yeshomim deschirus kanya lechumra. Because we do have an opinion that says that a rental over here is halachically considered like it's your own, and there would be a problem with shvisas behemto in this situation, because we go lechumra to say that schirus is kanya, that a rental is considered your own when it comes to Isser Shabbos over here of shvisas behemto. As we've already learned in Siman Resh Mem Vav. However, but if you hired this non-Jewish person to go and take you to this place, he's the driver, you love Davka, rented that particular donkey. Because you hired the non-Jewish person. He's bringing along the donkey to make his life easier, so to say, and he's responsible for the donkey, he's responsible to feed the donkey, and if something were to happen to the donkey, it would be his achrayis. You didn't really rent this particular donkey, so therefore, in this situation where there is no inyan of shvisas behemto concern, imkein pshita, in this situation it would be clear the ein ha'yisrael mitzuva al shvisa. So there is no command over here for the Jewish person of shvisas behema on an animal that's not his, and therefore, if this is the scenario, akein tov yoseh sheniach hakol al hachamor, then it would be preferable for you to put the wallet on top of the donkey and not give it to the guy, because then you would be over amir liyakum. But one still has to be very careful that you don't leave the donkey. That's an issa d'oraisa of being mechamer. You shouldn't in some way instigate and cause the animal to move, that it should move because of your voice, or any other thing. You hit it or you do something that will make the animal move, because then you would be over mechamer. The issa mechamer, the issa of leading an animal, that's applicable. That applies even if the animal's not yours. It's a din separate from shvisas behemto. It's a separate issur of leading even a non-Jewish person's animal on Shabbos. Kidul Kaman, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem. Now, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Chamoru explains that this din that we just brought down was from the Magen Avraham. And the Prima Gadim adds over here, Da'afilu sochar chamor me'ena Yehudi, gam kein tov yoser liten al chamor shel ena Yehudi. If you've rented this from the non-Jewish person, will be preferable to put the item, the wallet, or the package on top of the donkey of the non-Jewish person, as opposed to milav al iser damir leni Yehudi shvus, rather than being over the iser derabbanan of amir liyakum, because dischiras kanya luchumruhu rak chumru biyamo. Because he said that which we said that if you're renting an animal, it's considered yours, and you shouldn't put things on it, because then it's over iser shvisas behemto. That's really a chumra, and therefore, if the alternative is to give it to this type of a donkey or to the non-Jewish person and do amir liyakum, he says it would be better. Again, but you must be careful not to be mechamer, as we've already pointed out. He points out in Sivkot and Vav as well, Afilu na behema he shall Yisrael chaveru. Even if the animal belongs to a friend of yours, a Jewish person, still tov yoser sheiten al chamor. It would be preferable, even in that situation, to put it on the chamor rather than give it to the non-Jewish person. Because here there is no iser of lifnei iver, because the non-Jewish person doesn't know that you're doing this, and it's considered accident, so to say, onusu, and therefore there is no problem over here. Dishafut number 5 explains that when you're giving over your animal to a non-Jewish person, and the non-Jewish person is going to do work with that animal, that, again, according to the Vilna Gaon, is permissible. You don't have to be concerned about Shvisas Bemto when your animal is in the possession of a non-Jewish person, because lo nikar sha'anochri osa b'malocha daito, because it's not evident that the non-Jewish person is doing work with this animal on your behalf. He's doing it on his own. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should give it to the non-Jewish person rather than giving it to the chamor, putting it on your chamor, be over the Isra of Amir Le'akum rather than being over the Isra Deraisa of Shvisas Behemto. Av Sheinu, you do the Shlucho Lisa B'Shabbos. Even though this is Amir Le'akum, the non-Jewish person is now acting on your behalf. Mikol Mako Mekelu Chachomim. The rabbis over here were Mekel. And this is based upon the Gemara. Mishum Dekim Luhu, because we have an understanding. Sha'od Baal Amamono. A person is going to be very concerned about a significant financial loss over here and be very concerned about his monetary issues. Vilo Sharis Lay. And if you don't give him some permissible way to do this, he will even be over in Issa Daraisa because he's so concerned about his money. So therefore, the rabbi said, better that you should be over in Issa Darabanan. We, so to say, remove our Issa Darabanan in such a situation to prevent the person from doing an Issa Daraisa. Sheyolich arba amos b'shus harabim. And the Issa Daraisa would be that he would carry his item for amos and b'shus harabim, which is an Issa Daraisa. Then he brings down, look in the Achronim, which in the Sharetzion Oskimli says the Al Yerabat, the Tosef Shabbos, which are not like the Mogen Avram, and these Achronim Shekosu, the Bizman Hazeh. Nowadays, the Lek Rishus Harabim, the Kama Poskim, that many Poskim say that there is no Rishus Harabim nowadays, and therefore you won't be overcarrying Dalet Amos Rishus Harabim, Nami Dino Hochi. Nevertheless, this din is the same, that you should preferably give it to the non-Jewish person to do this for you, rather than you carrying it yourself in this area, which all technically may not be Rishus Harabim, but it would be preferable for you to do Amir Eliakim, rather than doing this Isser of carrying in a Derabonon type of an area. Dishavu number 2 explains this machlokes a little bit more in terms of what is Rishus Harabim. He brings down the Shulchan Aruch in Shim Mem Hei, which says that any street, a rechov, that is wider than Tez Zayin Amma, more than 16 Amma, let's say up to 32 feet, 24 to 32 feet, is halachically a Rishus Harabim min HaTorah. However, he brings down the Yesh Omrim, which the Morgan of Rome says is the way we paskin over here, that's the Morgan of Rome that we were talking about, that unless you have 600,000 people going there, it's not considered a Rishus Harabim, even if the street is wider than 16 Amma. And this, he says, is the Halacha, and while the Bir Halacha explains that if somebody holds like this Morgan of Rome, you don't have to protest, nevertheless, one should, in fact, always go l'chumra, like the shita of the Shulchan Aruch that says, even if there aren't 600,000 people, but if it's 16 amma wide, you should consider it a Rishus Harabim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel says you should give your wallet to the non-Jewish person rather than putting it on your donkey. Now, if you have something that's too heavy to give to the non-Jewish person, it has a heavy package on top of the chamor, or in a wagon that the chamor is leading. You can't actually give it to the non-Jewish person, it's too heavy. And likewise, you can't do the suggestion that we'll mention in Sif Beis, that you should not be over the Issa D'Oraisa over here of being Mechamer by making sure that you take the package off the donkey before it moves, and only once it moves you put the package on it. You can't do that because the package is too heavy. So then the suggestion is as follows. Before Shabbos starts, do official kinyan with a non-Jewish person to say that the animal is no longer yours, and you sell it to the non-Jewish person and make a kinyan, a proper kinyan, so now there's no problem of shvisas behemto because it belongs to the non-Jewish person. And if you're not familiar with the way to make a kinyan in this situation, and therefore you don't do a proper kinyan, or you may not do a proper kinyan by giving it to the guy, then you should make it hefker in front of three people. Dishavut number 3 reminds us that you have to say this in a clear lashon, that I hereby am making it hefker. You have to say it like by the bitul chametz. It has to be in a language that you understand. Hefker doesn't work by saying a tefillah. Hefker works by your saying that it becomes hefker. So you have to say this in a language that you understand. Or alternatively, al koponim beino levein atzmo. If there is nobody else there, there aren't three people, you should at least verbally declare that you're making it hefker. And in this way, at least according to some shitos, The oz ain't over al isa shvisas beima. According to the Shittas, they say this is a valid way of removing it from your property by being mafkid by yourself, or certainly in front of three people, and certainly if you make a valid kinyan to give it to the guy, then habehema ain't a shalo, and you aren't over shvisas behemto when the animal does work on your behalf, because it's not your behema. The Yerid min Agola, and therefore you should get off the wagon. The Zar, Shalo Yeh Mechamer, and you have to also be very careful that as long as you're not doing Shvisas Behemto, you're still not allowed to do Mechamer. Kanal Besov Sif Cotton Aleph, as we've already explained above. The Avla Achar, Shaso Kol HaTorim Halalu, even if you've done all of this, Shemachra Kol Hivker, or you either sold it to the non Jewish person or you made it Hefker, Tzorich Li Zar Ma'od Shalo Yitnu La'eno Yehudi O Al Agol Shum Dvar Mehachafetzim Shalokum Min Agol Be'er Shabbos. Once you've done this, you still can't give back to the non-Jewish person to put on the chamor anything that you took off of the chamor on Erev Shabbos. The also litin leinu yehudi b'Shabbos al manas lotzi, because you're not allowed to give something to a non-Jewish person on Shabbos, something that he's going to go carry for you. Ella, koma shalachu min agola, but anything that you took off from the agola on Erev Shabbos, yishar b'yodim should stay in your possession ad motzi Shabbos, and you're not allowed to carry it. Furthermore, you should know, that which we said, vafilu lo v'chule, that which the Mechaber is saying over here, vafilu nosan scharozet. This is the next statement of the Mechaber that we haven't done yet, so let's do it now. Vafilu nosan lo scharozet, even if you didn't pay the non-Jewish person, and we'll continue with the Mechaber, then we'll get back to the Mishnah Berurah. V'afapish nesanu lo mishachashecha, and even though you gave it to him after dark, this is permissible, mutter. Now back to the Mishnah Berurah. So this language over here that the Mechaber says vafilu lo, even if you didn't give him money for this, ha'ayurabah mitzade, the ayurabah points out from over here, lomar, the imhu mebojom, if it's still Friday afternoon, tov yoser shi'itein schachar, you should in fact pay him beforehand. But the Mechaber is telling us, even if you didn't pay him beforehand, you would be allowed to do this, even after it's Shabbos. As we see in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivka and Dalit, Nokat Loshim Deyevit, he's using this Loshim Deyevit over here, Mishum Delechachila al Karcho Tzorch Litein Mibodyom. You certainly should give it to the non-Jewish person before Shabbos, and ideally you should pay him to do this. Mishum Issa Muktzah, because this item really is Muktzah, and you shouldn't be handling it on Shabbos. But Bid Deyevit, if you didn't pay him, and if you didn't give it to him on Erev Shabbos, you can give it to him on Shabbos in order not to be over here carrying this item in a Rishus HaRabim. Now, this is all true, the Mechaber tells us, for your personal items that you already own. However, if you were to find Avol in Motzah Metziah, if you were to find now on Shabbos a Metziah, you find a $10 bill. Any Ocholit no Leni Yehudi, you're not allowed to pick it up and give it to the non-Jewish person. El Imkein Bo Liyodu Mibojom, unless, of course, it came into your possession before Shabbos started. Once it comes into your possession before Shabbos started, even though it's an Aveda, it's a found item that you found, but it now is your item if you picked it up before Shabbos. The Hashta, have your Kikiso, and it's no different than any other $10 bill that you had in your wallet. It's considered yours already if you picked it up and owned it, acquired it before Shabbos. But if you were to find an Aveda on Shabbos, you can't pick it up and give it to the non-Jewish person. The Mishnah explains to Sivkar, hey, to Kivin the Lotarachba, because you didn't do any work for it. So you're not going to feel a closeness to this money that you have to go and do something to save it. Lochayis Allah, for Lo'asil Asuli, Da'alamas Rishus Harabim. Since you didn't do anything to earn this money, you're not going to say, oh my, I can't believe I wasted all my time earning that money, and now I'm going to lose it, and you'll carry it dalet amos. You won't have those same feelings for something that you just found, and therefore, afilu ilo sharitz le litein le'en yehudi, and therefore, you are not allowed to give it over here to the non-Jewish person, because there is no concern that you will carry it on your own, because you didn't really work for it. If the person didn't work for something, he's not so quick to do an issa to save it. He's not going to be ball a mamona that's not really his mamona. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Im eini mo einu yehudi. What happens if you don't have a non-Jewish person that you can give your item to? So then you don't have a choice, minichu al chamor, then you're allowed to put it on your chamor. However, ukidesh lo yechayev mishum mechamer, in order that you should not be over the yisur d'arais of mechamer. The Shtar Amor explains, pirush manig is chamoro, to go and lead the animal, i'iko akira v'anocha, and you only are over this mechamer, the Mechaber tells us, if you do an akira, which means a picking it up, v'ha'anocha, and a putting it down on the animal. And only in that way, if you lead the animal, where there is a full akira, putting it on the animal, and hanocha, and taking it off of the animal, is there an issa mechamer if you lead such an animal? So in order to get around this, the Mechaber says, manicho, you should place it upon the animal, le'acha she'okra yod v'regel aleches. After the animal has started moving, you now put the wallet on top of the animal, and in this way you won't have done a full akira with the animal, because the animal was already moving before it had your wallet on top of it. The lav akiri, in that situation, you haven't done a halachic akira with the animal when you're leading it. And ukishi omedes, and when the animal stops, notlo heimena, you then take it off the animal. Now, in the Bir Halacha over here, in Dibra Maskul, ukishi omedes, the simple understanding over here, mashma mipshato delishna, from the simple language over here, dainali acha sha'amda, that after the animal is stopped, now it has done its own hanocha, and now you can take it off because you're not doing the hanocha. However, others disagree with this. And in fact, the Rambam says, kishi rotza lamot, right before the animal wants to stop, you should take it off. Kidei shelo ye lo akira velo hanocha. And in this way, it won't be not only the akira, because you put it on after the animal was moved, but it won't be hanocha because you took it off before the animal stopped. And this is, in fact, the opinion of the Levush as well. However, the Rashba in the Chidushi HaRashba writes on this Rambam that he doesn't understand it, and that is not the halacha. This is brought down in the name of the Tosefes Shabbos. In any event, when you don't do the Akir v'Hanocha, the Mechaber explains, U'la'acha shetachzor v'sakor raglo yanicha. And then, when it starts to move itself again, you put the wallet back on it, and this way you can have the animal go, and you're not doing any Akir and Hanocha, and you're not over the Issa of Mechamer. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot involved. We said, im eino Yehudi imo, if there is nobody there. Or, alternatively, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'adin, im eino man leinu Yehudi, that you don't believe this, trust this ain't Yehudi. If you give me a wallet, after Shabbos is going to say, what wallet? So likewise, the halach would be the same over here, that you can put the wallet on if there's no Jewish person there, or if there is a non-trustworthy non-Jewish person there, the halacha is the same. You are allowed to put it on the chamor. Again, because adam bal al mamonav. The person is going to be very concerned. They may do an issur daraisa to save his money. Sivka and Zayin, Mishum Mechamer Iika. You would be over Mechamer if there is a Akir and a Hanocha. So, Mani Chamor, the Mishmur says, Tuna Kriya Mechamer. If you're going and leading an animal that is laden, so then that's called the Yisur of Mechamer. The Yisur of Minatorah, this is an Yisur Daraisa. Because the Pasuk says, Midichsiv, Lo Sasa Ko Melocha, Ato Uventechi, and I'll do Melocha with your Behema. Vikiblu Chazal, the Rosh Lomar, the Chazal are telling us over here, Melocha Shinasis Beshutvis Ayde Adam Behema, a Melocha that's done jointly between you and the animal, you're leading the animal that's carrying the item, Dainu Shiitu Una Ezodava, the animal's carrying something for you. Fu Mechamer Acharea, and you are calling after it or causing it to go forward. Umanhiga Ayde Kolu Chayotibo, you're either leading it with your voice or with some other device, the Ain overalls there, Elokishi. This Isser of Mechamer is only if the animal does its original lifting up and its subsequent putting it down, so to say, because of you, and it already is laden. The lo sasa ko malacha ksiv. The pasuk says you can't do malacha. Ubelozeh lo mikir malacha. But just leading an animal, that's not called a malacha. The animal has to be laden. And therefore, v'cheinu adin li'inyan isser shvisas behema. Likewise, the isser of your animal not working has to be done in this fashion, that the animal's working with it being laden. Ulefikach meniach hakir soleo. Therefore, you are allowed to put your wallet on it. Li'acha shikvar okra lelechas. After it started to move, so then the akira is not being done by the animal. And now when you're putting the wallet on top of the animal, there is no akira. The lo nasis or akira yodo, and therefore it is somewhat permissible, at least in this situation where adam bal amamonav, you can do something like this. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Ches says, Minicho, and before the animal stops, or right after the animal stops, Vafilu imena behema shelo, and even if the animal is not yours, Tzorech lizobikach, and this has nothing to do with your owning the animal. That's a din of shvisas behema. The din of mechamer is nothing to do with your animal, it's an issur of mechamer. The issur of mechamer, Shayach afilu behema sacherim, it's true with other animals as well. Vakoshkin imena behema shelo, and certainly if it's your animal, because then dikotarti, the shvisas behemto, as well as mechamer. Mechamer ushvisas behemto. Sivkot and test, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lachash Taxor, Vimeyatzma Eno Maschelis Lelech, if the animal is not moving on its own, unless you do something to it, then Huyachol Lazarzor Shetaskel Lelech Im Eno Lea Ukav, then you can have the animal be moving based upon you're doing something to it, as long as it doesn't have a saddle on it, because the saddle is really carried by the animal, and therefore it would be doing an Akira from the beginning. Umishum kivin shebetchila silucha ein shum dover munachala ein shayach bazeh ismachamer. And if the animal doesn't have a saddle on its back and it moves because of you, that's not an issur of mechamer. It's only if it's carrying something that there's an issur of mechamer. Because if shavehema hilavada, that's the animal's by itself. Aval mi moshechas bagola, but if it's pulling a wagon, kishi yigar ala bakol, and you tell it to move by talking to it, lahasu lelechashu onda, after it stopped, who overall issur of mechamer? That is an issur of mechamer because it's pulling the wagon. And there is no alternative to getting around this sin over here of being mechamer, pulling the animal, the animal's pulling the wagon. Because even if you make the animal hefker, and you're not over shvisas behemto, nevertheless, over alisa mechamer, but you are over the isa mechamer, as we've explained. And therefore, what should you do? If you can't stay where you are, go send the head to somebody. He should bring a non-Jewish person from there. And he'll take the animal and the wagon to the molam. The yafker behema. In that situation, make the animal hefker. There is no problem with shisas behemto. And you'll get around all the problems. Because that's when you're in the tchum. If you're outside the tchum, there's no way out. Unless it's dangerous. That concludes today's shiur.